Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
God, who's the head of our life. Welcome to World War Gospel Connection. I'm your host, Percy Kashima Douglas, and it is Women's Day Thursday. Woo-woo! I'm super excited, not only that we have a phenomenal woman of God coming on, but it's our aunt, and we have family members come on. We get super, super excited about the words that they're going to give. The scripture for this morning is Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in well-doing. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Again, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the appropriate time we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Give all shout-outs to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Russia, Zimbabwe, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Jamaica, Kenya, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Ghana, Brazil, and Canada. Thank you guys for listening in. We know some of you are not able to openly praise God. Know that you have family on this side of the globe praying for you, and you're not in this fight by yourself. We're not going to prolong the time. I'm getting ready to bring our phenomenal woman of God. Get your pen and your paper together. Make sure you have your Bible, because she has a word from the Lord just for you. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning. Again, y'all, this is our aunt. I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to let the Lord use her. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank God for this day, because this is the day that God has made. I thank God that I don't have nothing to do with what I have to say. It's all him and none of me. Now, Father, we just thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come repenting of my sins, oh God, that you would just have your way, Lord. I bind my mind and put it under the blood and let nothing of Charlotte be revealed, but that you have your way, God, that you bless your people, God. We thank you for your anointing to begin to flow, oh God. We thank you for the blood. Hi, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm so excited about you, God. Father, we thank you, God, that your word go forth in excellence, God. Lord, I thank you that you make my tongue a ready writer for you, oh God. Lord, I thank you for people being delivered and set free, oh God. I thank you, God. I thank you for my niece and my nephew, God, the elects, God. I thank you. I honor them, God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise up against us, thou shalt condemn and prove them to be in the wrong. Now, Father, I thank you, God, that I welcome the Holy Spirit to have thine own way. In Jesus' name. And we bind and come against any repercussion or consequences to your word going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. That was the devil set up. We cancel your mission now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I'd like to say, say good morning to everyone, international. We thank you, Lord. I just had a word from God, and I was, you know, I was pondering. I was like, Lord, what am I gonna talk about? What can I, you know, and I was hearing different things, and I heard grace, just like that, plain, grace. I said, oh, Lord, I haven't, sometimes we, as Christians, we take simple things for granted. Grace and mercy, we get that every day. We get that every day. And I said, well, Lord, what my topic going to be? He said, a call to grace. I said, wow, that's good news. It's been there all along, but he made it brand new to me. I said, this is good. So I started asking questions. What is meant? What does it mean by the grace of God? That's a heavy question, because grace, sure enough, is for Christianity, okay? That's a benefit. That's a come along. You get that automatic when you come to God. You get his grace, and you get his mercy, and guess what? You had that before you even got saved. Just when he was pulling at your heart, he was coming through, and God did it. He put that hook in your jaw when you couldn't sleep at night. It was his grace and his mercy. When you went out and stayed out all night long and the fight broke out, he let you miss the fight. I'm just throwing something in, y'all. I want to get us stirred up this morning for God. Then it says, God, as God manifested unmerited favor, it was manifested through salvation of sinners. So when you're telling your family member, hey, it's time to come in, God has already prepared them and you so they can receive the word. And they also tell you, okay, the grace is up on what you're doing, meaning he's not going to keep covering you because he told you to come in. And you know when God is drawing you. You start hearing stuff on the radio. You go to church, you think the pastor talking about just you. You'll be like, okay, God, did they tell them my business? And it just be God. Tell her she can come on. Okay, and then I had to pause for a second. But let's go on a little further. He said, these need to be honored in the experience of life. There are five graces of God. One is sight, meaning your eyes. You read it with your eyes. The second one is sound. You hear it with your ears because you're reading it out loud. The third one is touch. You pick it up with your hands and you open it up. I'm talking about the Bible. And smell. You smell the aroma of God. You smell the aroma of God. You ever been somewhere and you say, ooh, I've been in the house, and you smell a sweet scent come through there, and you be going, ooh, fragrance of God, glory to God, or you be in church. And you go up there, and you just have a sweet scent come through the house of God. That's God. Then it says, what the Bible says about it. Let's go to the number five. The number five represents grace. The fifth day, grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, but he said to me, my grace, hey, glory to God, is sufficient for you. Lord, me, my grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for me. I'm a dirty rag, God. I've been out drinking. I just got out the bed with this man, God. Your grace, now you know God loves you. See, we're the worst judges. We judge one another. Oh, baby, she can't do that. Look at her. She was just over there with her. She was just over there with him. But God is steadily saying, my grace is sufficient. That means come to me. I got you. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about what's going wrong. He said, in other words, surrender. Come unto me. I got your back. I got you covered. And the word agrees with it. And sometimes when you can't say nothing, you'll hear a small voice say, my grace is sufficient. He said, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, how many of us know that there are things we need to be delivered of? Yeah, you may not drink. Yeah, you may not smoke. But what about that phone? My daddy called it a helicopter phone. Not a telecophone, a helicophone. Because you get on there and you find yourself talking about people when you should be praying about them. And you're complaining about your situation, your husband, your wife, your children. He said, my grace. He said, my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness. Because he said, I can fix that. You see? When you come to God and you're broken, he said, I could fix that. When you come to God and you say, okay, God, I can't stop eating. I can't stop this habit I got. He said, my power is made perfect. That means you cast all your cares upon him. You let him know. And you continue to trust him, even if you find yourself picking up that cigarette, picking up that bottle. Now, y'all understand something. I'm not giving you an excuse to sin. I'm not giving you an excuse to stay in that situation. But he's a deliverer. Amen? Glory to God. He's a deliverer of all of that. And when he say he can boast gladly because he know what he taken away from you, it's a done deal. You can move forward. Hebrews 4:19 says, let us then approach the throne of what? Grace. With confidence. Meaning, God, I thank you. I used to hear the old song, my soul looked back and wonder how I got over. I ain't got to wonder how I got over. I got to thank God for bringing me over. Amen? And he said, come, don't come feeling bad. Now, you know you just sinned. You know you just got out of the will of God, and you're going to come dragging in. Lord, bless me. Lord, can you heal this? Or Lord, can you? He said, come with confidence. Knowing that he's already done it. See, the devil tried to distract me this morning. He had me up. I couldn't go to sleep. Any other time, I'm knocked out. But I was up. And I said, God, you have to help me with this. I need to sleep. But then I started meditating on the word. See, it's something about the Holy Ghost. He wants the devil to get in, but he can't stay because of the blood, for one. And when you begin to recognize what he's doing and you call that thing out, that's why God said, call those things that be not as though they were. See, we got our equipment. We already equipped. My daughter called me this morning. Mama, I'm in the emergency room. Oh, Jesus. Here I go. The Charlotte. The flesh. Want to run up there. Stop going to work and stop. I say, God, you got them. I've got to do what you called me to do. I can't call and cancel out. It's too late. Ah! Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Let's go a little further. I'm going to go back to Hebrews 4:16 when he say, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. That meaning, be all right. Stand strong in God and know that he's your God. Make it personal. Lord, I'm calling on you because you know what the word says? He said, my answers are yes and amen. He's right there. When we think God is far away and unreachable, he's right by our side. When we think he's right by our side, he's yay somewhere else doing what he has to do. But we thank God because when you go to him with confidence, so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How many of us are in a time of need right now? I ain't worried about the pandemic. The pandemic got to worry about us. Because if you're praying and you on your wall, you don't have to worry about it. God said things are going to come. But when we acknowledge him in all our ways, he said, I'll direct and make plain your path. God will give you stuff to do. Let me share a testimony. There was a lady a few months ago. She said God spoke to her and told her to buy some masks. She like, now, Lord, why I got a mask? Every time she go, he impress upon her, buy a mask, buy a lot. She say, now I'm sitting here looking crazy. 2 months done went by. I got all these masks. Then the pandemic hit. tell me about God if he won't prepare us. That woman had the man. She was already prepared. Ain't that good? That is wonderful. Children of God, we have to understand that he's our Father. He said, I'll supply all your needs. We get so hung up on financial. Uh-oh. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. We get hung up on just financial blessings when he said, I got a whole bunch. He said, I got cattle on a thousand that if we need it, we just call. He got healing for us. He said, I am the God that healeth thee. He's a lawyer. He said, am I a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the sick room? He's our all and all. You say, well, I can't come to God. I ain't been going to church. I ain't been tithing. I ain't been doing nothing. I'm just going to sit right here. You just go sit right there because God said. See, when we sacrifice and we give our all and all to God, he says again, my grace is sufficient. And that's what you got to tell the devil when he put them negative words in your mouth. God said, my grace is sufficient. Let me ask you a question. Can you clean a fish before you catch one? I've never seen it happen in the history of my living. But when you get that fish, then you can work on it. So go to church. Hear the word. Hear the word. It goes back. He gave you a double portion. He gave you two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, two lips. Come on now. Work with me here. Work with me. And his grace, oh my God. Look at him move. Watch him move. Watch him do what they say can't be done. Glory to God, y'all. I'm excited. I'm excited. Now, I'm almost done here, but let me say this. Still off of going to God in confidence. That means that's just like when you go to your daddy or your mother or whomever God put in your life as such, and you go to them and you say, I need this. And you know they got it. What they going to say? Well, okay. Where we go? How do we get this done? They don't say, what you going to do with it? Oh, that ain't going to work. You got to have that confidence. That's what he's making me stick on. Confidence in him. That all is well. When stuff is falling apart around you, you have to say, all is well. Don't let people come and put stuff in your head. If you see a wreck or something happen, every time I see ambulance or EMSs, I start praying immediately. God, if it's not that time to go, I bind death in the name of Jesus. That's what he wants us to do. Even with the pandemic, I speak life in the name of Jesus. All the respirators got to operate right. These people got to come out in the name of Jesus. Some of them have unconfessed sins. That's what God wants us to do as Christians. So when we go to him, we know that he's going to make everything all right. I say, Lord, when people that's dying and they die, I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't want to pray for them people. He say, take the eye out of the situation because you have nothing to do with my work. I say, oh, Jesus. Then one of my good friends passed. And I say, Lord, this is my classmate. She was so kind. She passed from COVID, right? And I was like, Lord, oh, God, oh, Lord. Then when I got to church and the pastor say, I know y'all sitting in y'all seats and y'all just wondering why, Lord, why her? Why it had to happen to her? Why you took her, Lord? He saying, God told him, he saying, now listen to him. He say, you hear him? He say, but I want you to think about this. They wasn't there to begin with. When she was born, they weren't there. So they had nothing to do with her entrance. I said, okay. He said, they have nothing to do with their interest. With them coming in, you entering, they have nothing to do with that. He said, so they don't have nothing to do with her exit. I said, woo, woo, this is good, Lord. Because I was afraid of death. And I don't know why I have to go back to it like that. I don't understand. But anyway, that's a little nugget. We don't have nothing to do with God's business. All we have to do is do it. Take ourselves out the equation. Because sometimes I know me. When I was saved, you couldn't smoke in my house. You couldn't cuss in my house. You couldn't cut. And I was trying to be perfect, and I failed. I failed hard. And the same people I put out, I had to go back and welcome them in. Because I was doing what they was doing. I'm here to tell the truth, y'all. And shame the devil. He said confession is good for the soul. And see, I know me. And God knows me. Sometimes we think we're not fit for the kingdom. We just right. And I believe what he say. I saw what you got to do. You got to turn it loose and let it go. We walk around and we be condemning ourselves. When we would just go forth and let the Holy Ghost do the work. The Holy Ghost will convict you when you need to do what you need to do. Amen? If we just let go. And they say, okay, let go. Everybody say, let go, let go. How you let go? You release it out of your hands. You surrender your all to God. Amen? It says, what does grace look like in your life? That's the question I want to ask this morning. What does grace look like in your own life? Are you giving up time? Are you sharing your worldly goods with those who are in need? Are you feeding the hungry? Offering forgiveness to those that wronged you? Are you going to your neighbor and checking on your neighbor? Are you even loving those who are hard to love? That's a question, huh? There are characteristics of grace, okay? Now, the next question is, how do you incorporate grace into your life? But let me go back to asking you about how's the grace in your life. Now, God will give us grace, but we'll go off on somebody if they push the wrong button. That's when I knew I wasn't totally surrendered. You ever went to church and met these people that were grouchy and mean? They were surly? No, honey, you can't sit there. That's the pastor's seat. No, honey, you can't go in until they get finished, you know. And it's not what they're saying. It's the delivery that hurts, that's punishing, you know? And it's just we have to give God the glory at all costs. You have to stop yourself when somebody cuts you off and you want to give them words that's not in tongue. You got to back up and say, okay, God, I graced them. Your grace is sufficient for them, Lord. Your neighbor, when they acting funny and don't want you to park in front of their house, you have to grace them. When you loan your money out and they don't return your money, you should have checked your bank account before you gave it out. Because if you ain't got it to give and let them keep it, then don't worry about getting it back. You get it back through grace. They just have mercy on giving you money back. But now there are characteristics on how to incorporate grace into your life as I conclude this. The first one is surrender. Surrender. How I'm going to surrender? And I don't want to do all this. Yeah. You got to do all this to come to God? No. We make it hard. Because we get religious and churchy, and we run people off instead of just open your arms and say, come on, just as I am. But we want to clean the fish before we catch it. Some people walk in church, they don't even get a good morning. But when you have surrendered to God, he shower you with his grace and his mercy. And you can welcome them people. You can hug the dirty, stinking people. You can just love on them. You can love the little babies. You can love your own children. Some of us so mean, we don't even want to deal with our own family members. We done shut them up. We ain't showing them grace. Oh, child, I don't fool with them. Uh-uh, baby, I ain't going over there. But you will get you in church and you do the foot dance and, you know, you're slinging off on one hand. I'm not judging nobody now. Don't get mad at me because I'm telling the truth. I'm talking about what I experienced, what I've had to endure. You understand? And they want to tell me something about me when I was trying to judge them. But I had to be in there to hear what I heard to get to where I am today. Sometimes you got to go through the sandpaper. People are rough, and they rugged on you. And you say, Lord, why is she always being mean to me? I love her. And God said, go back. Go back. Buy her something nice. Oh, I don't want to buy her nothing nice. Your grace. You grace her. I had a lady that was so mean to me at work. My God, I couldn't get nothing right. And I would go home crying. My pastor say, go buy some gifts. Make us some baskets. Make a basket. Oh, Lord Jesus. And we have to be honest. We act out. We act out. We can be super saints and mess up. I'm just here to tell you the truth. And see, let me say this, too, in my closing. The second one, the second characteristic of grace is sacrifice and forgiveness. You're making a sacrifice when you forgive somebody that's hurt you. I had to forgive the guy that raped me. I had to forgive the guy that took a diamond ring from me. I had to forgive him. Years down the line, I thought I was over that, but I wasn't. When I really surrendered my all to God, he said, now go back and forgive. Well, Lord, I don't know where they are. Okay, forgive them. No matter what, in your heart, let it go. So it's a sacrifice. Well, sometimes we want to keep things just to say we keeping it because we don't need it. You don't. Your past is what it is. I love to watch The Lion King because the devil stole his birthright and ran him off. But there was somebody there. I don't believe in everything, but the point I'm making is, when he got to that, it was a witch doctor. I don't believe in witches, y'all. Don't get me wrong. But there was a point to that story. He told him, he say, go back. He said, but I can't go back. I can't go back. Look what I've done. So he took a stick and he hit him on the head. Bow! He say, ow! What you did that for? He said, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. Just that very moment, God quickened me. Doesn't matter what happened to me. Doesn't matter about being molested. Doesn't matter about being raped. Doesn't matter that my mother didn't want me. It doesn't matter. It's the past. And I was like, Lord, help me. And I had to forgive a lot of people. A lot of people. I had to forgive them, y'all. And I had to ask God to come into my heart and cleanse me. And fill it with love, with peace, with joy, with happiness. It's a miserable feeling when you're holding stuff against your family. My brother was talking about me, but I say, Lord, I love him. And I forgive him. I told my mom, I started sharing it with family members. God restored me and my mother's relationship. And I love her. And she explained to me what had happened back then. But I thank God for it, y'all. And anybody, I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's somebody out there in radio land that you're harboring a resentment. You're harboring unforgiveness because it hurts so bad. But every time you bump the womb, you break it open again. God want to heal you of that. He wants you to just surrender it all. Cry before the Lord. Go in the bathroom and cry. Just forgive. You understand? The next one is cultivate faith and trust. Cultivate it. You cultivate the word. You cultivate the word by telling God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. You read the word of God. You may not agree. You may not understand, but you continue to read the word. You don't give up on God because he will not give up on you. I can promise you that. He's not going to give up on you. And I tell you something else. Serve with compassion. Oh, and let me touch a little bit on trust. You have to trust God with all thy heart, with all thy might, no matter what it look like. If they coming to cut it off, if they coming to evict you, God, I trust you. I done called on angels. Lord, hold the people up till my check come. And he did just that. I just thank God. He beat the water man to the house. I have to be honest. I go through real life stuff. I don't go through stuff I got to make up a story. This is the truth, honey. And when you say serve with compassion, serve your people. Serve your people. Don't be so high and mighty you can't humble yourself. And you can't serve the people because God is with you. Serve with compassion and love on them. When God love on you, oh, God, it's an awesome feeling. And then you got to be thankful. Don't sit up here and complain. You ever hear people that just complain about everything? My food not right. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. But when you be thankful, I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my food. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my car. Thank you for my house. But just thank you. Thank you for joy, unspeakable joy. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Be excited about serving God. Don't be stale. Make a relationship. Just communicate with him. Talk to him all day long. Surrender yourself to God. Let him know, God, you are my help. You are my everything. Without you, I'm nothing. I become as nothing, God. I can't move, Lord. I can't breathe without you, God. Have mercy, Lord God. Grace is sufficient for me when you mess up. He just want to let y'all know this morning in Radio Land that he love you, that he's there for you, even pandemic, even through the hurricanes, even through the tornadoes. He said, having done all the stand, still stand. Be equipped. Know that God got your back, he got your front, he got your side. But there is a responsibility on your part. You got to come to him. You got to let go and let him have his way. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. And Father, I thank you right now, God. I glorify your name, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over your word, God, and it go forth like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blood. We glorify. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you walk through your house and you say, glory, 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 you're making a commandment in heaven. You're commanding the things you need to come on in. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, God, because you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Now, Father, I thank you right now, God, that as your word has gone forth in the name of Jesus, I pray that your word will fall on good ground and in due season, God, will come up and produce a harvest, God. Father, I thank you for blessing, blessing, blessings like never before, blessings like wine pouring out the mountains and hills, that you're making everything right for your people, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you said eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the thing that God is going to do for his people that love him and called according to his purpose. We are called according to God's purpose. And Father, as I close out, God, Father, I thank you, God, that your word is going forth, God, that the devil can't come and steal the word and make him bad, God. But, oh, God, I thank you. You said it's not by power nor by might, but it's by my spirit that I will move. And I thank you for moving by the Holy Spirit and blessing your people like never before, that there's no consequences and no repercussions to the word of God going forth. We bless your name, God. We bless you. God, I bless the elects, God, the Douglases. I bless them, God. I bless they coming in and they going out from this day forward. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. That, God, you're taking them to higher heights and deeper depths, oh, God. I just praise your name, God. We glorify your name. Ooh, God, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Ghost. I thank you right now, God, that you're moving, that you're blessing your people, God. I just thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Amen, amen. What a mighty word this morning. Thank you so much, Auntie, for coming on. The Lord been jugging at your nephew, so I'm going to let him come on and say what thus says the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Good morning. First off, I just want to let you know I am excited about what God had to share with you, with us on this morning, through you, this mighty vessel, this mighty vessel. Amen. I thank God for just the opportunity for us to be able to share in his mighty word on this morning. And just tell you, we appreciate you so very much for you coming on. But the Lord was dealing with me as you were speaking. And this is what I heard. This is what I heard. This is not only a word of affirmation, but it's a word of confirmation. I'm going to say that again. not only is this a word of affirmation, but this is a word of confirmation. Not for the ones that was under the sound of your voice, but for you. This showed you that what God put inside of you is yet alive. This is confirmation that there is a power that's down on the inside of you that will cause the ones that you've been praying for, the ones that you've been interceding for, the situations and circumstances that you have been putting up before him, that not only will he bring it to pass, but it's going to come to pass. It's coming to pass. It's actually moving toward you. This is a word of affirmation. Because sometimes we have to preach our own self out of certain situations. Am I talking to anybody? Sometimes you got to preach yourself clear of the trials and tribulations and let everybody know, you know what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to breathe through this. And everything else that goes along with it, it's already done. I'm not even worried about it. I got to preach you preach your way. You preach your way this morning into the place where you need to be. God says this was your coming out party.
Come on.
This was your coming out party. This right here, this was your coming out party. This is what you need. You needed to know that I can still stand before the people of God and I can still speak those things that be not as though they were. And God can still speak to me, through me, and for me. I hear this for you. This is the day that the Lord have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. He said, this starts your new day. This is your, He said, this is your day of revelation, elevation, confirmation, and affirmation. He said, the tears that you're crying right now, the tears that are falling down your cheek right now, those are tears of victory. Because for so long you thought that you were not worthy to carry it. But God said, I've been waiting on you, man. I've been waiting on you, daughter. I've been looking and booking. I've been waiting on you. He said, now that you arrived and showed up, he said, now keep the momentum. He said, don't stop now. Today is not a good day to give up. Today is a good day to fight and keep on fighting. And you fight until you see the glory of the Lord come. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Let purpose have its perfect work in you. You done been in the place of patience already. I know the scripture said let the patience have its perfect work, but God said let his purpose have perfect work. I know the scripture. Those are I know the scripture. It said, let patience have its perfect work in you. But God told me to let her know, let my purpose have its perfect work in you.
Glory to God.
He said, so today is your day. Walk into your new season with your head held up high. And your heart turn toward him, and everything will come to pass. Is working for your good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's working.
Amen, prophet.
It seems like it's not, but it's working.
Yes, it is.
It hurts. Yeah, yeah. It's painful. It's painful, but it's working.
It's working.
It's working. It's working. He say, fear not for the things that are seen are temporal. He say, but the unseen is eternal. He say, what is the unseen? He say, that's my will. That's the workings of my hand. That's my agenda, my assignment. You may not be able to see it with your physical eyes just yet. He say, but know that all the work that you've been doing, he's been watching. His eyes have been on you the whole time. I know you got to go. Let me pray. Let me pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us. Father, we thank you for the words that were spoken. God, we thank you for them, for the weapons and the ammo that you have given to those that were under the sound of her mighty voice, that you stood behind her voice as she spoke, and you fortified it, God. You intensified it, God, as she spoke. And it went into not only just the ears, not only into the minds, but, Father, it went into their hearts. God, let it be as marrow unto their bones. Let it be as wisdom unto the minds of those who lacked wisdom. Let it be strength to those that were weak. Let it be power to those that are powerless. Let it be a renewal to those who thought that they had lost everything. Father, we thank you for the grace and the mercies that's attached to your word. And we thank you for the woman of God that you used in this hour to speak life. Father, and we pray against every attack of the enemy. Yeah, because we see you. We see you. We see you. We see you. We see you hiding behind the corners and hiding in the shadows and hiding. In. So what we do to you, Satan? What we do to you? Distraction. What we do to you? Frustration. What we do to you? Anger. What we do to you? Backbiting. What we do to you? Liars. Is we put a gag on you right now. We silence your voice. Yeah. Yada baso. Manda de yamas. I come to the ocean. God, we put a gag on them. We put a cease and desist order in their life right now. Everything I'm on, yeah, God, everything that he thought that he could do, everywhere he thought he could come in, every assignment that he thought he was going to fulfill, God, it falls to the ground and dies now because it has no power. Father, it has no strength. And we glorify you, God, in advance for what you done already did. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everything working for her good. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. I turn it over to the hands of your niece.
Amen, amen. Let the people know how they can contact you, Amy, if they want you to come out to speak or if they want to be a blessing to you. Let them know how they can contact you. If you have a Facebook, Instagram, don't give out your phone number, but you can give out your Facebook. Hello? Okay, well, if you guys want to reach out to her, you can definitely go through me. You can email worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. She had to go. If you want to hear her come out, have her come out and speak, I would definitely, you know, let her know. But remember, iron sharpens iron. We are big on support. The woman of God said, how can you clean the fish before you catch it? I was over here screaming. If you don't understand that, just think about it. Then you'll get it. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can see.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every... Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army.
Now shout it out, say to break every chain, to break every
you have to have that one-on-one intimate time with just you and him. We say this all the time. He does not care if you know all 66 books of the Bible. All he wants is that one-on-one time, just you and him. Just surrender to him. He doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Man will leave, but he will not. He will still be right there with you. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It states Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, all he wants is a one-on-one time with you. Once you spend that one-on-one, that intimacy time with you and God talking to him, you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you right now. It's just that easy. Now, I'm not saying once you surrender your life, it's going to be easy breezy, but no, it's not. The end is going to come full force. Stand on the word of God. Stand on what his word says to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. That he didn't give you the spirit of fear. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He already knows. He just wants you to line up with him and trust in him and follow him. Because trust me, he will never leave you blind. We all go through things, good, bad, ugly. But don't stay in the ugly or the bad. If you don't have anybody to encourage and inspire you, Apostle Elaine Douglas and I are here. You can reach us at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can even text us at 832-519-7646. That's the number that you can reach us on. If you need Bless All, let us know. We will happily bring it to you if you're in the Houston area. If you're not, we will mail it to you. You're not in this by yourself. We know it's hard. But you have to remember, when you open your eyes, thank God for being able to open your eyes, because somebody didn't last night. Put your whole armor on. You have to maintain and continue to put the helmet of salvation on, because once the enemy attack your mind, he feels that everything else will follow. Give your three keys. One, find your Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in, visit, please mask up, sanitize your hands. Be careful, because the virus is still out there. You're welcome to join us at the Abba House on Sundays at 10:30, on Abba House on Facebook, and Tuesdays at 7:15, Abba House on Facebook. We're working on the building, and it's almost complete. But we are here. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, that they're not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This must be the same. They can't preach and not walking it. That's not of God. That's of flesh. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking what they're preaching. Remember, we are here for you to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Again, if you need the oil, let us know. It's not soap on the rope, as the posse like always say, or miracle socks. It's your faith that lightens the oil. Remember, you can reach us at 832-519-7646 if you need it. If you want to sew, you can at $WGC2020, or you can go to paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you can also go to Zelle at 832-816-7997. Know that what you're sowing to us, you're sowing to others. We just did a backpack giveaway supplies last night and going to be doing it again today and tomorrow. We're supposed to help one another. You might know someone that don't have it. Why not help them?
Why not be a service to help someone that's in need? When you're down, wouldn't you want someone to lift you up or help you up? Or just giving you a reaching hand? Remember, forgiveness for you is not for the next person that hurt you. Keep pushing. Don't give up, because victory is right around the corner. Having faith, having mustard seed is real, people of God. God already knows. He's just waiting on you. Well, don't forget, we're here. 563-999-36. First one to speak off, you need prayer. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself, people of God. Stop having the enemy having you think you are, because you're not.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
said anybody can fight, but the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Hey guys, it's Corinne Hawthorne, and I'm about to perform a song from my album, Unstoppable. It's called You Still Love Me.
I know you still love me. feeling unworthy of the price you paid for me. Even when I fall, your love paid it all. I don't deserve it, I don't deserve it.
You